Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. In a little over 3 weeks, the city of Eureka will have a new police chief as Captain Andrew Mills moves from the San Diego Police Department to the chief's desk in Eureka. Mills has dealt with many of the same crime problems Eureka currently faces, and there are issues that cross regional boundaries and must be dealt with everywhere. One of those issues is prison realignment and the impact it has on communities.
You allow people to come out of the prisons who are already committed to being violent predators. You have to do something to keep them out of the community. And I don't have the solution for the state, but when you release them back into a community to create havoc, especially since we're near Pelican Bay, and this seems to be the closest big city where they can come to, that really creates problems.
Mills does support programs to help reintegrate former prisoners into local communities, but it must have statewide support.
We're looking for the guys who are continuously going to be crooks no matter what we do. So we're going to try to take them out of the community as quickly as possible. But at the same time, we also offer them the opportunity to get help, whether it's education, jobs training, drug addiction counseling, whatever they need, we're willing to do to help them become part of the community. But what's not acceptable is for them to become predators in the community once again.
Mills also said that the legislature's language regarding prison realignment, particularly nonviolent offenders, is misleading, as that only applies to the incidents surrounding their latest or last arrest. A switch on a mass transmission PG&E line caused 3 consecutive intermittent power outages in the region at around 7:45 this morning. About 100 customers were left without power following the outages, but power was restored to all after a short while. The cause of the problem has not yet been determined. Congressman Jared Huffman announced an anti-poaching agreement between tribes, state, and federal agencies today regarding low populations of endangered fish on the Garcia River. Huffman met with Nelson Pinola, chair of the Manchester Point Arena Band of Pomo Indians, and officials from various agencies and conservation groups over the past few months to discuss strategies to prevent poaching along the river. Under a new resolution, Pomo tribal members will not fish for endangered species like the steelhead and coho salmon, but will accept fish from other sources for ceremonial and other tribal purposes. Fishing IDs will also be issued to all tribal members, and plans for multi-agency and tribal monitoring are in the works. A formal announcement regarding the agreement will be made on October 19th at the Manchester Point Arena Ranchera in Point Arena. And Congressman Huffman will be holding a question and answer session on social media sites this Friday, focusing on the government shutdown. Huffman will answer questions on Twitter from 11 to 11:30 a.m. and will also be answering questions throughout the day on his Facebook page. Huffman said in a statement, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to talking with Northern Californians about what I'm doing to end the government shutdown," end quote. The Humboldt Del Norte chapter of the Red Cross is looking for nominations for those who committed heroic acts to take part in the upcoming Humboldt Heroes Recognition Luncheon. Nomination forms are available on the chapter's website and are due by November 5th, and the luncheon will be held February 21st, 2014 at the River Lodge in Fortuna. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Caltrans has announced that more than $2.8 million has been allocated for a major road improvement project in Eureka. Work is to be done on the south side of the city with reconstruction of Union Street and C Avenue along with Little Fairfield, the Pine Hill area, as well as Higgins Street. The roadway will be widened to improve geometric deficiencies and to widen the shoulders along those routes to improve pedestrian safety. And the city of Blue Lake has received more than $100,000 for pedestrian improvements on I Street, where new sidewalks and pedestrian safety features will be constructed. And on Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown signed several bills aimed at immigration reform in the state. One bill, Senate Bill 666, would penalize businesses who retaliate against an employee based on citizenship or immigration status. Another bill, AB 4, prohibits local law enforcement and corrections from detaining an individual on the basis of an immigration hold if that person is eligible for release from a local facility. And one other bill, AB 524, provides that a threat to report the immigration status of an individual or an individual's family may constitute extortion. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.